High costs are just one challenge for renters in our region. What can you do if your landlord doesn't return your security deposit? That's what one KUOW listener wanted to know. Reporter Anna Boyko-Wyrock with our Sound Cues team found out.
This is a story about how one renter fought back and won. Natasha Wellard was supposed to get some of her security deposit back, $377 and change. She has paperwork to prove it. Instead, less than 3 weeks after she moved out, a letter arrived from a debt collector.
They said that we owed $240 for damages to a stove at the Carrington Apartments.
Wellard thought something was wrong. You see, on her move-out report, everything was marked okay. And Wellard had photos of the stove, the one that was supposedly broken.
It looks normal and clean. It does not look broken.
The debt collectors sent her another copy of the move-out checklist. But this one was different.
In the area where it says refund, that was clearly whited out. And it has instead owing.
The debt collectors said she had to pay, or it would go on her credit report. Wellard started researching the laws, and she contacted KUOW. She wanted to know what her rights were. I sat down with Scott Crane at the Northwest Justice Project, the state's legal aid organization. He says landlords can claim a tenant damaged an apartment and keep their deposit without proof.
The landlord possesses the deposit and has the upper hand in a sense that the tenant then has to take action to get their deposit back.
Action like bringing a case in small claims or civil court. The Northwest Justice Project gets about 10 calls a week from renters saying they're being charged unfairly, sometimes for thousands of dollars. Their landlords run the gamut, from individuals to big companies. Crane says the charges can easily ruin a tenant's credit report.
Other landlords see that. They believe that the tenant trashed the place, even if there's no evidence of that or if it's not true. And it's very difficult for a tenant to prove that that didn't happen. And a landlord may just refuse to rent to him because of that.
Wellard lived in a building run by Allied Residential. Company president Greg Anderson declined to comment about any tenants specifically, citing privacy. But in an email, he said with the thousands of move-outs they process every year, disputes are to be expected. Anderson said the company does send renters' debts to collections, but there's a 30-day grace period.
Так, this is the room.
Nadia Umanskaya took videos when she helped a relative move out of his Allied Residential apartment in Burien.
Living room.
The place was clean, so Umanskaya expected the security deposit back. Instead, a debt collector called demanding $300. Umanskaya says she fought back and the debt was wiped out, but they never got their deposit. She says she feels robbed.
It's like when someone put hand to your pocket and take something, you know, and you can't do anything.
So good morning, everyone. You're here on the small claims calendar.
Remember Natasha Wellard, the tenant with the supposedly broken stove? She took her case to court and a judge finally heard it. Allied Residential didn't dispute the facts. The judge held up two photos showing property manager Denise Ferris opening the stove.
If the stove door is broken, then Ms. Ferris would have known that, right? Because she's shown here opening the door.
Ferris declined to comment for this story. The judge ruled in Wellard's favor. She got her deposit back, plus costs, close to $600 in all. It only took 4 months, 2 days in court, and countless hours of effort. I'm Anna Boyko-Wyrock, KUOW News.
Check out our website for tips on security deposits for renters. While you're there, ask us a question that you want us to investigate. Just go to KUOW.org.